I've just had the most extraordinary meeting with Andrew Bethel, who until very recently was the chief executive of Teachers TV. Extraordinary because I want to throw myself out of the fifth floor window that here is in my office, because in 2003 I launched the idea of Teachers TV when I was at the Department for Education and Skills. Very simple idea. Teachers were desperate for high quality, accessible learning materials, professional development materials. And so we launched a competition to create the world's first Teachers TV channel. Andrew put together a consortium, or was part of a consortium, that won the contract. And the news that I've just learned, 1 year too late, is that the current government, for the sake of £10 million a year, have slaughtered Teachers TV, abolished it, and I think it's absolutely crazy. Andrew, thank you for doing a short audio bio here. First of all, Teachers TV was far from a white elephant. Tell us first what it was doing, and then go on to talk through the evaluation that was done of its success.
Well, what it was doing was reaching teachers and allowing them to share amongst themselves good and effective practice, both in the classroom and for school improvement. We were, on average, putting out or creating 500,000 video views a month, and that was just online. We also had a television service that was getting a great deal more than that. So we had a vibrant community of people who were learning and participating in improving education. That was our view, but it was probably objectively tested the most when the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation took an interest in it in order to deliver it to see whether it'd be worth delivering in the US. And they came over and did a thorough kicking of the tyres with a totally objective review of due diligence of it. And I think that the key findings of that, David, is that of the 5,000 people that they interviewed who were regular users of Teachers TV, 75% of them said that Teachers TV was helping them to be a better teacher. And then 51% even were saying that what they had learnt through Teachers TV had caused results to improve with their kids. That was enough to convince Gates that they wanted to do it as well, and so I was lucky enough to be able to help set that up in the United States this year.
So just so we understand this correctly, a British Labour initiative that was changing, even transforming learning practice by helping teachers learn from each other about best practice, has now been abolished in Britain and reset up by an American charity to improve American education.
And not only that, it's also been set up in Thailand, funded by their government there, to the tune of £10 million a year by the Thai government. So we're talking about an idea that is now starting to really have impact. And I think the other point I'd want to make is that we were making the transfer from TV to online. And this is an absolutely outstanding use of the new media, the new of ICT in improving standards.
If you had to put a value on the amount that it would cost to deliver 500,000 viewing units. It must be multiples of £10 million.
Yes, we felt there was plenty of evidence, a research project that the department did when we were actually in operation, suggested that we were delivering about £120 million worth of professional development every year for our £10 million.
And it is, of course, the case every parent will know 5 or 6 days a year are reserved for in-service training.
Yes.
But with pressure on school budgets, there's going to be less and less money for that time to be spent on.
It was a hugely cost-effective way to distribute professional.
Because during those inset days, they were especially using Teachers TV.
We knew that our content was being used in professional development in service days, but the whole point about professional development was that it needed to be a continuous process. It needed not just to happen on those days. And Teachers TV allowed teachers to, as it were, top up their professional development with very little effort in their own time often, or within formal or informal groups within their school.
And if there's a teacher or even a parent or a voter who wants to see this for themselves, the storehouse of best practice. I've just clicked on to look at the how you go from good to great section of the website. Mm-hmm. Remind us of the web address where people can still see what was produced by Teachers TV.
Well, that's at www.teachersmedia.co.uk. And the entire archive of Teachers TV is there and readily accessible in much the way as it was before.
Just final point. Am I right in thinking that the current Secretary of State, Michael Gove, goes around the country saying, why, oh, why haven't we got a good system for spreading good practice between teachers and between schools? And isn't there an obvious answer for that?
I have certainly heard him say that, and as you can imagine, I have wanted to suggest that he may have had such a thing in his gift.
Andrew Bethel, thank you very much.
Thank you.